Welcome to Don't Not Stop Listening. Today I have a special guest. Her name is Tanja. Tanja, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It has been a long time since I got back on this podcast. And today, me and my arranged best friend, Tanja, are going to be talking about relationships, self-love, our mindset, and how we deal with, you know, dudes ghosting us and shit. So, Tanja, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, what you wearing today? What's the look for today?
Okay, well, I'm wearing some ripped jeans.
Period.
With a windbreaker.
Yeah.
Looking great.
So, what you been doing this week?
Watching kids.
Watching kids, that's all?
Watching kids.
Have you had a stressful week?
It's okay.
It's been going smooth.
It's been going smooth.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, Sweetest Day just came around. How was Sweetest Day for you?
Kiddish. Yeah.
Why?
I had kids all day.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know how that feel because, you know, I'm single, so I didn't get to experience Sweetest Day.
It's okay. I mean, to me, it's just like a regular day. I really don't think Sweetest Day is a really big thing. It's just Sweetest Day, but
I'm prepared for Valentine's Day.
I am too.
I ain't had no Valentine's Days where I felt like I got treated right.
Right.
So I just plan, like, in 2020, I just want a Valentine's Day that's like, yeah.
It's your year.
I gotta. So what's your idea of Valentine's Day?
Nice little hotel room with jacuzzi, some rose petals on the floor, bottle of champagne, bubbles popping.
Right?
Bloop, 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 everything.
So, you single?
No.
But, okay, for this little session, right, let's just say you single, okay? So, this won't be taken personal for who you with.
Okay.
But what is your ideal dude?
Tall, preferably.
Tall.
Some meat. Them skinny niggas don't. Me and them don't work well together.
I'm the complete opposite. I love them skinny. See, I love them long, skinny, thin.
I can't do that. I feel like I'm gonna break them.
Why?
I don't know. I just always feel like I would break them. But tall, little meat, some hair. They gotta have something.
Like waves? Yeah. Or like a little dread?
Waves, dreads, either way it go.
Okay.
I like them all. It don't matter. Pretty teeth. Gotta have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have a job. Making some money. I can't be the only one with some money in pockets. Yes.
So that's all.
Yes.
What about mentally? So basically, you say mentally, you like the worth ethic. You like them to have money. Like, have that drive. So that's one thing.
Yeah. But like, what else? You gotta have a drive to do something. You just can't have that I don't give a fuck mentality. Mm-hmm. You can't. I can't do that.
Personality wise, what do you look for?
Goofy. Smart. Just a person who wants to have a good time.
Okay.
Not boring.
So
I like
when
to
did
go
you
on, like fun things.
Okay. So when you before you was in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
You was like, did you have problems with being single? Like, did you have issues with people, like dudes in general, when you were single? Like, you wasn't in a relationship but you had relationship problems?
Yeah, trust issues.
Trust issues. Okay, trust why? Issues.
A lot of niggas think I'm a goofy bitch. Yes, they think that they could just run over me and they don't.
So why do you think these dudes consider you a goofy bitch? Okay, because for the people that's listening to the podcast, I know Tanja, so we already had these conversations. But like, as when me and her hang out, Tanja always got like, she always got a dude that like stick around for her all the time. Like, she never just like come across the dude and then like they never talk. Like, Tanja, she always got a dude. Like, he sticks around. And even if they not dating, like, he just stick around. And I always have a dude, but like, it won't be no longevity. So that's really my main question. When you were single, what is it about these dudes that made them stick around? Because dudes don't really ghost you like that.
Honestly, I'm a bitch.
You think that make them stay around?
I'm an asshole. Niggas, a lot of niggas like when a girl can put a nigga in check. If you put a nigga in check, that make a nigga fall.
So you can't be nice to these niggas, what you basically saying.
You can be nice, but you can't be too nice.
So what do you call nice, though? Just letting shit slide, letting niggas ice skate and shit?
Not necessarily ice skate, but like, they have a couple of get out of jail cards. But then, like, after a certain point, you gotta let him know. Hey, look, nigga, you ain't the only motherfucker getting this phone right now.
Okay, you know what? You make a valid point.
Gotta
because the dudes that I keep coming around, like, I don't really... I'm not, like, no punk-ass bitch. Like, I ain't gonna let you do anything to me.
Right.
But, excuse me. But I really don't, like, put, like... I don't be tripping like that. And maybe... you know, yeah, I'm learning as I just said that, because I look at these girls that's like talking to dudes and how they just so firm on what they want.
Yeah.
Like, okay, for example, if you watch Black Ink Crew, you know Donna?
Yeah.
So like she really want that dude to, oh, I sent you the video.
Yeah, you
she
did.
Really wanted that dude to marry her, and she just she kept pressing it on and pressing it on, and like anybody watching that ain't that like that's not thinking about it, they like, oh, like she thirsty, she wanted to get married so bad, but she putting that out in the atmosphere, like, this is something I want. So even if he didn't, if he said no in that particular moment, like,
he
thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like for the girls watching, like, people in general, don't matter, like, the gender, but, like, if you want something from somebody, like, be firm on what you want, because I feel like that's a mistake that I made a lot even now. Like, I be coming by dudes, and we be having conversations, and I talk to certain dudes, and I don't really, like, put down what I want, because like on some real shit, like I've never really been on no date,
right?
Like the only date I probably went on was like when I was 17, and come on I was sucking dick in the movie theater the whole fucking time. Just sucking his dick the whole time. He didn't whine and dine me, we didn't even get no snacks, and I'm not gonna beat myself down for it, but I'm just like, if I was headstrong on like what I wanted, because that's not what I wanted to do. I didn't want to be in the movie theater just giving head to no boy.
Right.
I wanted to go out to eat. Like, it didn't even have to be a 5-star restaurant. Like, it's not even me having low standards. It's just me, like, make me have a good time. Like, take me out on a date, like, to McDonald's. Let's just talk. You know what I'm saying?
But then again,
how are they supposed to know that if I'm not pressing it on? If I settle for this movie theater thing, that's all I'm really going to get. After that, it's not going to be a Red Lobster dinner. So I feel like I got to start, like, for me personally, I need to start being more vocal. And it's crazy because I'm a vocal person, period.
You are.
But when it come to dudes, sometimes I hold back. And I feel like it's because I automatically think they don't want to do it. And you never know what they want to do. And I noticed that from you. You real vocal on what you want. Like, you'll call, like, one of your dudes, like, before you was in a relationship. You was like, take me here. I want this. Buy me this. Buy me a brisk. Buy my friend something. Like, you was vocal. And they would do it. Even if they didn't really want to. So, yeah, I learned that. Yeah, you gotta be vocal. But, so you never had really no issues, really, with being vocal. So you said goofy. What do you feel like you need to work on when it comes to, like, dudes? Well, that's what I need to work on, being
like
vocal.
Like, me personally, or, like, looking for?
Like, okay, so when I said I wasn't being vocal, that kind of, like, fucked up shit with me and dudes, because I didn't get what I want. So what do you feel like you need to speak up more about that you're not vocal on with dudes? Something you don't get, even in the relationship you're in now. If he listening, he could be like, okay, I need to, like, you know what I'm saying, work on that.
Anger? Yes.
What do you mean?
I have a really, like, me personally, I have a really bad anger problem. So, when I get mad, sometimes he'll get mad. Or when he get mad, I'll get mad for no fucking reason.
So, give me an example.
So, like, right now, he's mad because his day not going well, so now I'm finna catch attitude, because why are you taking that on me? You see what I'm saying?
So y'all don't really communicate with each other when y'all upset.
Communication is not there at all.
Yeah, that can definitely play a part.
Yeah.
That's it? Before you even got in a relationship, did you have any other issues, like insecurities? I feel like
I did have an insecurity about just me in general, and I cut my hair. Me cutting my hair was a really, really, like...
What was wrong with your hair before you cut it?
Nothing was wrong with it. It was just... I was just so tired of the body and... When I was seeing it every day, I wanted something different.
You want something different, okay.
Yeah, so
yeah.
That's when I cut my hair.
Yeah, when I shaved my hair, and I, like, because when I first cut it off, I was, like, completely, like, you know, I was bald.
Yeah.
Like, I should cut that shit off, like, on some Caillou shit. But then, like, as my shit started growing, it was like, well, okay, the night I got my shit cut, I was drunk. I couldn't even do it sober. I'm like, I gotta drink, because I'm gonna be thinking. But even when I was drunk and my stepdad was cutting it, like, I was crying. Like, tears was coming down, because I'm like, oh, my God, what if I'm ugly? Like, what if it never grow back?
Right.
And, when I, like, as, like, time started going on and I grew, like, a fro, it was, like, the best accomplishment. Like, that's, like, one of the greatest decisions I ever made in my life.
Right.
Like, to cut my hair, because I don't have to worry about, like, oh, I gotta put a wig on. Oh, and just being able to have sex without a wig on.
Refreshing.
It's relieving.
It's
without
relieving.
Weave, period. Having sex without weave is the best fucking feeling.
It is. You really... For me, at least, you really see your inner beauty and her really, like, how beautiful you are.
Just being able to be yourself.
Yeah, especially if you have short hair. A lot of people think when you have short hair, you automatically ugly. But that's
right. It's not.
Like,
niggas really don't care.
No,
like, they don't care.
Some of them like when girls have shorter hair.
Right. They be like, oh, you took the wig off. Like, this one dude I was talking to, like, I was having sex with him all the time. And then I took my wig off one night. just like, because I was wearing my real hair outside anyway, but I never wore my real hair with him.
Yeah.
So when I took that wig off that night, because my wigs was just not working, like, it was like he was on his way in like 5 minutes. I just got this show. I'm like, okay, what I'm gonna do? So I had conditioned my little fro, and when he came over, I made sure all the lights was off, because I still wasn't content with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even want him to see my head.
Mm-hmm.
And when we was in the bed and we was like having sex, like, when I gave him head, he put his fingers through my fro. It was like a feeling of like, what? Like,
right.
It was the greatest feeling. Like, because it's like he didn't even care. He just was rubbing it.
Right.
It was like, wow. Like, you just really don't know, like, what's going to happen.
It's a different connection.
Yeah. And also with insecurities, it ain't cool. It ain't cute for dudes to be insecure either. That's so unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it make you understand why dudes don't want you to be insecure.
Because
when I was dating this one dude, he was so damn ugly. We went to the corner store. I dated him for like a month. That shit ended real fast. We went to the corner store, and mm-hmm. it was these dudes in the store, but I was not looking at them. And he was so insecure. He wanted me to zip up my jacket. He wanted me to turn around. He kept holding me. And it was like, come on, man.
Because you look better than him.
But damn.
A lot of niggas, when they find themselves with a really, like, gorgeous girl, they get insecure because they think that somebody else can take them.
And then
it's possible it can, but if somebody's with you for you, they're not, their main focus is them. And especially if you weren't paying them no attention. I can see if you was looking at them.
They were some decent looking dudes, but I wasn't like, come on now.
Yeah.
It was no reason for him to be holding on to me like that, because he wasn't doing it before we came to the store.
Right.
So why are you doing it now? And it really turned me off. And I was just thinking back on that, like, yeah, dudes don't like that when, like, if you and your dude walk somewhere and it's a big booty bitch somewhere walking past, don't be doing too much. Like, let her walk past. Don't even speak on her. Because one thing about me, how I show my insecurities when I'm with a dude, if I'm with a dude and I see a pretty girl, I instantly compliment her. But I overdo it. I be like, ooh, her ass big, ain't it? And then now he looking at her ass. But he probably wasn't even thinking about her until I did all stuff. That. So, yeah, insecurities, they do play a part.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
A really big part.
What's the benefits of being in a relationship? What have you gained from being in a relationship?
Trust. Confidence.
Why?
Because if you're with the guy and he, like, genuinely wants to see you do better and succeed, he's going to push you, he's going to make you feel beautiful, he's going to tell you all the time.
Aww.
So it's just in a relationship that actually is meaningful, it's a big confidence, and it pushes you to do
he counts great. Like,
yeah.
How's the sex? Is the sex good?
Yeah.
Do you feel like sex was better when you were single than it is now, or is it better when you consistently having sex with the same person?
It's better when you have it with the same person because you build a connection. So it's more intense than just single and fucking somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you consider yourself plus size? What do you consider your body type? Because you 5'9", right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you ain't fat. You don't give me chubby either, but you're not skinny. I'm not fat,
but I got some meat, so I would say I'm plus size.
You plus size? Okay. So do you feel like being in a relationship has made you more confident about your body, or just you as a person?
Yes.
So both. Now so like in the beginning when you started having sex with your dude, was you insecure about your body?
I've never really been insecure about certain parts of my body, but as being in a relationship at the beginning, I was very insecure about it, because mm-hmm. I didn't think that he would like my body shape.
Okay.
And then throughout the relationship, it started to, it boost me up more, because he would never, like, without me, he always wanted to see me naked. So it's a really big.
So now you have sex, like, butt ass naked.
Yeah.
Do I do that? Do I? Okay, I feel like, have I ever had sex butt ass naked? Okay, yeah, I have, but, like, okay, damn. How many times have I had sex butt ass naked? You know what's crazy?
What's up?
So, you know the dude. Okay. It's a dude that me and Tom's will both know that I used to talk to. We gonna call him Mr. Pancake for this little EP.
Okay. Oh,
so, damn. That's too obvious, though.
No, it's not.
Fuck it. Mr. Pancake. Okay. I don't think I ever had sex butt-ass naked with Mr. Pancake.
Really?
Wait.
Yes, you have.
No,
yes,
you have. I haven't, G.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
You have.
Like, something was always on. Like, I wasn't ever full-blown ass naked. If I was, I don't remember. And it wasn't, like, on purpose. Like, I just naturally took that shit off. But, nah, I was always, like, a little, like, skeptical to be naked with him. If I like you a lot and we have sex, I'm not gonna take all my clothes off. But if we just finna fuck, I don't care. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm more open when it comes to certain things. Like, with females, I'm way more open.
Oh, so with girls... Oh, so you like more sexual, sexually confident with girls than dudes.
Yeah.
I feel like that makes sense because I feel like us girls, we understand our bodies. Like, we not going to sit up here, you ain't got no ass or your ass so flat. Like, we'll talk shit about niggas, each other, but...
Niggas have a thing where, like, they're so used to, not even used, but they look at the famous girls. And
right, that play a big ass part. Oh, I'm cussing out. That play a big ass part in, like... why women are insecure. That's what dudes don't get. They be like, they post these girls on Facebook with these body types and these skin tones and these hair colors and styles. Mm-hmm. And then when girls try to live up to the expectation that they posting, they be like, why you doing all that? Or why should our opinion matter? Because in reality, we doing all this shit for you.
Honestly.
Like, girls, we'll share, like, a picture of Chris Brown or something, but we ain't headstrong or, like, what we want our nigga to look like. Like, right. Even though we just said we like him, like, a little tall, slim, like, we don't instantly go into that.
Right.
Like, I feel like girls, we a little bit more, like...
open-minded.
Right. We'll settle for something if we feeling you. Dudes not like that. They care about what people think too much.
They do.
I ain't feeling that.
They do. Like... a lot of niggas love plus-size women.
They do. It's a trend. And they like skinny girls, too. But my thing is, and I had posted a Facebook status one day.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, why is it that dudes... what did I say? I was like, dudes, they hesitate to date plus-size women, but they have no problem dating a skinny-ass girl.
That's what they people expect them to be with.
Right. And then some girl commented, she was like, but thick girl's been a trend. Like, we have it a little more hard than that at y'all trend. I'm like, no, baby, you've confusing the term thick.
Yeah.
Because thick with plus size. What I'm saying plus-size, I mean a girl with a stomach and some arms and some legs. Because it's a lot of plus-size women that have personalities that's off the chain. And dudes will be feeling them, but they will not date them. Yeah. They will just sleep with them.
Or they'll date them behind closed doors.
Right. You see all these... look at Chris Brown. All these women that he dating that skinny. If he even met a girl that was plus size, he would probably hesitate to date her because he got to worry about his reputation. I don't care what nobody say. Like, they going to hesitate. Or even, who else? Okay, Usher, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Usher had that little rumor going around when he gave that girl a disease,
mm-hmm.
everybody's main reason for why it was not so was because of her size.
She was big.
But if she was skinny, they wouldn't have been saying that.
Yeah.
And then somebody commented on my post and was like, because, you know, fat women, it's embarrassing to date them, something like that. I'm just like, for you to effortlessly say that, like, it's, okay, it's we addressing the issue, how we gonna solve it? Like, I feel like people will be more happier if they stop giving a fuck what people think. Like,
the world would be so much better.
Right, because I'm like, damn, like, better. You know, I'm in love with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
I'm like, he do not like fat bitches. He just don't.
He probably have a thing for them, but just don't want to say it because he doesn't want to be made fun of.
I don't think so.
I feel like every dude has fantasized with being with a plus size woman because.
Right, because they do be sexual. And the porn category with plus size women is off the charts.
Yeah, and I've asked a couple of guys, like, what's the difference between being with a bigger woman with a skinny? A lot of them say skinny is not.
They say skinny women can take dick, though.
They do say that. Yeah, they can.
They can get stretched and bend.
The coochie is bony.
Really?
Very bony, yes. And I've been a witness to it, so.
What was I finna say? I don't know. Chris Brown, I don't see him dating no big girl. Like, if he was to ever talk to a girl that was plus size, I see him, like, steady being like, babe, you slide to the gym with me. Like, doing the fucking most.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see him, like, I can't even vision him with a fat bitch. I can't.
I can't either.
I can't. I can vision, give me a celebrity that's fine as hell. Dude. Trey Songz, I could vision him.
Yeah, he's just nasty.
I actually seen a video with him dancing with a big girl.
Really?
Yes, she was on a chair. He like lift her legs up and everything. Wow. I was like, oh, he ain't give a fuck. But I feel like Usher don't give a fuck either about the plus size. But his fan base was doing the fucking most. I had a question for you. What the hell was I finna ask you? Shit. Okay, I want your honest opinion.
Okay.
Be very blunt. Don't hold back. You're not going to hurt my feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I'm single?
I'm trying to think because, like, I've been through, like, almost every,
thing after you tell me why you think I'm single, I'm gonna give you three dudes and tell me why it didn't work out with them dudes from your perspective. Okay. So go ahead and tell me why you think I'm single.
You think too much. You like not movie wrote it. You
reword it. Yeah, I got you.
Yourself, not saying you're self-conscious, but you think about your body too much. If that makes sense. Like, you can have on a really nice outfit, and you would just feel so ugly about yourself. So when you feel confident versus when you feel unconfident, it shows a lot.
And you think that might affect the way me and dudes work? Yes. Why do you think it affects the dude?
Because I feel like that they know that you're confident from what you post on social media, and they know that you know that you're a gorgeous girl, a woman. Sorry, not girl.
I got you.
And you bring yourself down.
So you're saying, like, sometimes I don't live up to the expectations from my social media?
Not saying your expectations on social media, but your expectations that you view yourself as.
Okay.
Because when you show yourself and you live up to your expectations, but sometimes when you get knocked down,
it's very easy to sometimes. It affects me a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay. So I'm going to give you three dudes that me and you both, like, had spent time with, like you see me with, and tell me why you think it didn't work out. Okay. So, first up, Mr. Pancake.
I don't think Mr. Pancake was your fault. I honestly think it was his fault, and I feel like he was trying to act harder because of the people we were hanging out with, and the other, because of Mr. Cheesecake.
Your dude?
Yes. Okay. Mr. Cheesecake he didn't really have he was very open and goofy. And I think that kind of messed up Mr. Pancake's head.
Okay, so for all the people listening, Mr. Cheesecake is the dude that Tanja was talking to. We not going to say their names for the, because we ain't trying to get no altercations happening. But, yeah, Mr. Pancakes was the dude that I was talking to. And me and Mr. Pancakes, we weren't in a relationship, but we was, like, well, I guess in the talking stage. Is that okay to say?
Yes.
The talking stage? And we just, you know, we not talking no more, and so you say you think that we didn't work out because he cared about what people think?
He did. I think it. Wow. I think he did.
So what do you think it was that he thought people thought?
I don't know. And I really want to find that out, because if you look at the girls that we've seen him with, they're like,
what the fuck? what the fuck?
But I feel like because you were too good for him.
Really?
You're standing, you had very, when you were confident, not saying when you're not confident, but when you were stepping the fuck out, you were stepping the fuck out. Like, stepping the fuck out.
When I would go see him?
Yes. And I feel like
he... for real? I was dressing?
Girl, you was...
I was fly?
Flee.
Give me a damn when I was fly. Hold on, because I thought I wasn't dressing good.
New Year's Eve.
What I wear?
That red dress, you was looking great.
But didn't we change our outfits before we went over there?
No. No.
Oh my god.
And I feel like he wasn't used to that. He was used to girls looking bummy, and not even bummy.
Just mediocre assholes.
Yeah.
And we so was too impeccable, and it was like,
bitch that was
stepping. He had to look at her like, hold on, she probably ain't even loyal or something like that. Got you. Okay. And then,
I think what also messes mine up when he tried to play you like a goofy and post what he posted and you clap back right at him. I think he felt stupid, like, damn.
Okay.
I misread her, and he really fucked up. So I don't think that was your... I think that was him all doing, and he's trying to blame it on you to make you feel worse than what you are.
Okay. So the second dude I'm going to give you is... Okay. Well, you don't really know about that many of them. Some of them don't have longevity, though. Okay. Well, maybe that's the only dude I'm going to give. Yeah, I can't get on other two dudes because it's not longevity. It's just a hit it and quit it type situation. It ain't no... That was the only nigga that I was really like around for a minute. Not them. So I understand why that shit didn't work. Okay, let me just give you one. Dim Dim. That's the nickname.
Oh, good.
Why you think that kind of went left?
Because he couldn't get what he wanted at the time he wanted it.
Okay. Well, that was up. Yeah, that was it.
Like, you were trying to have a good time, which is cool. Like, eventually, you knew what was going to happen. Yeah. But you just wanted to, like, work his way in it, and he wanted to rush things and get things done.
Right.
And you can't do that.
And we clashed.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to, like, vice versa for you? Yeah. Like, why do I think you're single? I mean, you're not single.
Yeah. I understand.
Where do I think you need to work on in a relationship? Yeah. And you can give me three dudes and I'll tell you I think it didn't work out, even though you're in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that you have issues with dudes because you have a really big heart. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you have a big heart, you're real generous. Yeah. And with generosity comes giving. And I feel like sometimes when you give a lot, some people don't really appreciate it and they'll feel like you have to do it.
Yep.
Even if you're not dating them, if you, like, let's say you meet a dude and y'all kicking it and you hungry that night and you buy you something to eat and you share it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it a lot when you see him because you just like to eat and you just a generous person, they not gonna think of it as, okay, this Tanja is generous and we eating. They're gonna think of it as, oh, well, she gonna always buy me food because,
like, yellow dick.
Huh?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe you should hold back on, because that's like, that's a benefit of being with you. Not like it's taking advantage of you, but you're a generous person.
Yeah,
even you being my friend, I know you're a very generous person. And sometimes I don't be wanting to like take nothing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you give me something, I'd be like, you can have the rest of it, just because I know how generous you is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't be wanting you to think like I'm taking advantage of you.
Right.
I feel like when it comes to relationships, you should hold back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a little bit more longer. See where they head at and how they giving level is before you give to them.
Right.
So, like, for example, for Sweetest Day, when you bought those gifts, I'm just thinking, like, when you bought the gifts, I was thinking, like, damn, like, these some nice-ass gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But do this person deserve it? And I had to think about the person you was giving it to. Like, okay, do they give to her? And I'm like, okay, they do. So, it's good on your part.
Yeah.
But just always remember that, like, hold off on that benefit. Because
mm-hmm.
if you, it's like you tricking.
Yeah.
That's how some people see it. You got to really examine the person that you with. Like, are they going to consider this me, my girl giving me a gift? Or, oh, she like me so much that she'll do anything for me. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like, even when bitches, like, when they got a car and they meet a dude and they let the dude drive their car, once you open that door, they feel
it's
like they,
be,
you
yeah.
can, you gonna give them anything they want.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, be smooth on that. But you, everything else with you, you good. Like, you not insecure in relationships. If you are, it definitely don't show.
Really?
It definitely does not show. You've never came off shy to me, holding back with dudes. You be having niggas under control. And that's it. Honestly, just hold back on that generosity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people gonna mistake it for, oh, I can manipulate her. Because on some real shit, you ever met a person and they just keep giving you shit? You're like, oh, hell yeah, this a stain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I feel like some people will view you
view
if you keep
as,
doing
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to text your phone, buy me something to eat. Like, who the fuck you think you is?
Honestly.
Right.
Nigga, you ain't she.
So, give me three people or two, and I'll tell you why it didn't work out with them. Even though you're in a relationship, just three people that it didn't work out with.
Mr. Cheesecake.
Okay. I feel like it didn't work out with Mr. Cheesecake because on some real shit, what I really genuinely feel why I didn't work out with him was because, okay, when I was dealing with Mr. Pancakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cheesecake was very, like, he was the one. Okay, Mr. Pancakes, the dude I was talking to, he had a car.
Mm-hmm.
He had a job. So he was always mobile. He can get to it.
Right.
I feel like Mr. Cheesecake, the dude you was talking to, he couldn't really get to you.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the freedom that Mr. Pancakes had.
Right.
So it was kind of like a pride issue.
Yeah.
I don't think no dude wanted his girl to steady drive to him or come see him or come chill with him and he don't really have open crib or they the one with more money. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
a pride issue. So I felt like he had to go to somebody that he felt like he had more dominance
yep.
in. Because when you was talking to him, you were in full control. He had control of nothing.
Mm.
I feel like it kind of messed with his self-esteem with the way you had so much control.
Mm.
Driving up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Picking him up, taking him here, taking him there. The only time I feel like he really felt like he was in control was sexually and the night
yeah.
at the room.
Yeah,
because
we
didn't have any transportation. We depended on them.
Yep.
I feel like it was a pride. Like, he can't. It just made him look some type of way.
Yeah.
A girl just steady. Right. He right. He didn't want to feel like a little bitch. So I feel like that's why it didn't work. So give me somebody else.
Laquan Jacobs.
Okay, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Why y'all have issues?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Honestly, I'm gonna be very honest with you. If he's listening, I'm sorry. I'm just going to be very honest. I feel like you and him have issues because he's not usually what you're interested in. You caught feelings for him on a mental level, not physical. Not saying he look a certain way, but he isn't like what you would go for.
Yeah, I'm used to hood
back niggas. Then. He not your usual go to.
And it's funny that you say that, because when we first started talking, we both had the mindset of we weren't going to be together.
Right.
It was just a straight
y'all just chilling.
Fuck buddies.
Right, so and I feel like you didn't really see him on that. Right, yeah. It was a mental, it was a vibe that y'all caught.
Yeah.
So I feel like why you and him clash sometimes is because you don't really appreciate, because even though he not really like what you usually would talk to,
mm-hmm.
he's different from yeah. them. He got more of, it's more of a deeper love with him than I've seen with the other ones.
Yeah.
So I feel like sometimes you need to recognize that. I like the fact that you hold your own and you let a nigga know off the bat, like, I ain't going for this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, appreciate what you got before it's gone. Right. Because even when I was talking to that dude that I stopped talking to, because he just... Okay, because I dated this dude. The dude I was telling you about earlier at the store, he was insecure.
Yeah.
Okay, he ain't have shit. He ain't have no car, no job. He was living with his friend. He was ugly as hell, bad hygiene. I really settled for fucking less, right? But besides that ugly ass shit... He really admired me. Like, he, like, okay, I was all in my feelings over Mr. Pancake, a dude with a car, with a job, attractive to me,
mm-hmm.
tall, you know, I liked him. He was attractive,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't admire me.
Right.
He did. He liked fucking me, yeah, but he didn't admire me. In the beginning, he was calling me pretty and princess and shit. But over time, it was like a whatever. You know what I mean? With my ex, the dude I was talking to, it was always a, like, admiration. He was very honored to be with me. It was a trophy to him, you know. Every time I would come to his door, like his friend door, that's where he fucking lived, when I would appear at his friend house, he was like, oh my god, you look so pretty, my wigs like different colors. Oh my god, like he was a fan of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to watch my YouTube channels, he wanted to cook for me, he did whatever he can to fill in the gaps of not having shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I give him that. So I feel like you should look more at what your dude is doing for you versus as to compare him to the others.
Because
he might not have that aggression that the other ones have, or honestly, the looks that the other ones had. You know what I'm saying? Personality, humor. But the love that he has for you, he forgives you. You know what I'm saying? He want to make shit work. That's rare for a dude to want to make things work. No matter how much y'all get into it with each other, he always on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's still a dude. Dudes do shit. They irritate us. But I feel like he really likes you. And when I went to your party one time and I seen him, you know, all the girls was twerking and shit. And I looked at his face. He did not look at nobody. He just was not interested.
Mm-hmm.
He was just focused. I was looking at him like, you ain't gonna look? You know, like, you ain't, like, all this ass in your face. You was nowhere to be found. I think you was talking to somebody. And I looked at his face, and we was by your stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And some girl was twerking on the stairs. And it was so close to him. I'm like, you don't see that? He would not turn his neck. And it didn't look like he was trying not to look. He just didn't care.
Didn't care, right.
And that's when I knew, I'm like, he really liked Tanja. Like, that's a real one. So whenever you feel like he irritating you, he too clingy or whatever, just remember, like, it's rare to have a dude that genuinely likes you in this generation. Because how old is he?
20.
And I remember I was in class, in my sociology class, and my professor was talking about how dudes in our, like, age frame, they not looking to settle down. They don't want to settle down. They just trying to chill, kick it with whoever. But I don't think that he's just trying to kick it with whoever. Like, he really like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't came across no dude like that. Even the nigga that was making me chicken, that ain't have shit. I feel like he just wanted a place to stay. Like, he just didn't want to be outside. Didn't nobody want him. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it like that. Nobody wanted my ex, so you know. Just, whatever, like, but yeah, that's what I feel like. I feel like he genuinely like you, but you just gotta appreciate the things that you wasn't getting before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, this concludes
you
our little
me.
podcast.
Oh my God,
I appreciate, because she got a time frame, she gotta go soon, but I appreciate you coming on here and talking with me.
I appreciate you having me.
Do you want to give out your social media?
Well, a little bit of
an ongoing
thing. Snapchat, TMY2000.
Okay, TMY2000 on Facebook Snapchat.
It's Tanja Monet Yarber.
That's going to be hard to type in, so just go on my Facebook, yes, and you'll figure it out. She tagged in everything.
I really don't go on Instagram, but if you want to add me, I think it's like it's underscore tbaby_35.
Okay. Just well, this is the,
all the information.
Okay, I got you. I'm gonna add it all in the little summary. But thank y'all for watching. Stay tuned for the next episode. You want to be on the next podcast episode with me?
I will.
We'll talk about something. But thank you. Bye. Say bye.